another episodic podcasting adventure. It's Duckamania.
Everybody in that goddamn dressing room knows that I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. If you don't like it, tough shit. That, my friends, is gonna leave a mark.
Yeah. Welcome to Talkamania, ladies and gentlemen. I am your co-host, Dez, here with the Boozerweight himself, J-Bomb. Say hello to our listeners.
Hey, man. What's up, G?
It's going. Things are good. I'm here. It's another week. Yeah, it's been fucking tough, man. I was telling you that I'm going to be going on vacation soon, so it's kind of like get everything done within the next week or two. So I have to eval all my staff. I have to wrap up this project. I have to do all kinds of shit. So it's been tough, but the light is at the end of the tunnel. I'm getting through this, and I know I'm not alone. It's been a tough week for a lot of people, but we are getting there, and we're here to talk about wrestling once again and some other shit, I guess.
Yeah, wrestling, some other shit. We are back here on Talkamania. This is episode 184. The world is going to hell.
Yeah, pretty much. It's funny, I had people, because, okay, aside from what's going down in the U.S., in Quebec, they're locking things down for another 4 to 5 weeks. You can't go out after 8 p.m. unless you have a reason. Some people are like, I can't walk my dog. I can't shovel my driveway. Okay, shut the fuck up. They're not going to give you a fine for that shit. It's obviously targeted towards people that are going out. But,
oh, no, you can't walk your dog. I mean, you can shovel your driveway. You can't walk your
dog. You can, but you only have a certain amount of distance that you're supposed to go. But at the same time, they're not actively going to be walking around giving people tickets. Like, look, yes, I'm a guy who kind of doesn't go out very much anyways. I work from home. It doesn't change too much for me. I was texting you earlier how I think we are very fortunate that you and I haven't been impacted greatly. We're still collecting a paycheck. Hell,
yeah.
We get to work from home. It's actually kind of cushy.
But there's lots of
people who have no work, and they're going to have no work for 4 more weeks. So that sucks. And yes, they're giving up fines for up to $1,000 to $6,000 for groups, for parties, all that shit. I don't know, people are bitching and complaining my work and stuff, but it's like, I don't know, is it really that bad? I don't feel like we should be bitching with all the other shit that's going on around the world. I guess that's kind of my point here.
Well, the curfew's not that bad. It's a weird one, but it doesn't really affect me all that much. But, being closed for another 4 weeks, dude, is fucking insanity.
Well, it's just kind of continuing where we are. Like, we know it's going to kind of be this way until we all get vaccinated, right? Like, they're not going to be like, everybody go out. Honestly, it's probably going to be until the fall, I imagine. And
yeah,
that's shit. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense because the kids are going to school.
Not anymore. They're
yes, they are.
No, they're canceling school. You better know this because you got kids in school.
No, I do know this. My son goes back in 4 days. He's going back on the 11th.
That's... No. Yes.
Yeah.
Some school.
Yeah.
I don't know. They
all
said schools.
Dude, no way. Schools are open.
I don't know. I don't have kids, but as far
you
as
you have kids,
I mean, I don't have kids that are in school. I'm sorry, Kai. I forgot about you for a second there. But kids that are in school. I'm fairly certain. Like, I got an alert or something saying like schools and stuff are closed as well. Like. And they're like, finally, that's why they were mad at Legault. After all this time, you're finally closing schools, but you should have done it earlier. Even in Ontario, which aren't even taking as drastic measures, my sister's a teacher. She has to teach people virtually, and her daughter has to stay at home for the next few weeks for school.
On Wednesday, Premier François Legault announced that while elementary students will return to in-person learning on January 11th, high school students will not see the inside of a classroom until a week later. Now, in Ontario,
When is the date on this article?
Yesterday.
Interesting. I really heard it was schools. I thought it was. Interesting.
We're the only province in the country that is sending our kids to school.
Look, I see two sides of it. First of all, you know, if you don't send your kids to school, would it be missed years of a year of education in our school?
It doesn't matter.
Eventually, it's going to be a set, but there'll be a setback eventually. There'll be maybe a lack of doctors or lack of whatever. They'll, you know, whatever. But here's the thing. No. People who have to leave their home and go to school, what are they going to do with their kids now? You know, they have to bring them to school. They have to have babysitters. They have to have something. So the school was obviously a little bit of help in that area. I get both sides of it, though, too, because, like, a lot of people are like, well, schools aren't the super spreader. Like, the way that they're set up, they're in bubbles. So if somebody gets it in the classroom or in that bubble, the whole bubble goes home and everybody's protected. But then you look at the stats and obviously the schools are bullshit. Contributing. So,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like there's no real win on either side of this. But if we want to beat this thing, honestly, like, this is why they're doing the curfew. Because I know you live a little bit in the suburbs or, you know, not near the city, let's say. You go to the city, dude, there's groups partying everywhere. There's groups out in the streets and everything, man. So I think it's targeted towards that as opposed to us walking our dogs at night.
Is that going to stop them, though?
Well, right? I think so $1,000 fine will.
No, but that's only after 8. So let's say they don't work. They can go and see people whenever they want.
Well, we're not supposed to be gathering. So, I mean, like, if they go outside of a house and see a bunch of cars and knock on a door, yeah. But people should just be using their fucking brains at this point. But it's a lot of the younger people who just, like, they don't understand the situation. They don't give a fuck. They're like, I'll get it. I'll get sick. I'll get over it. So not everybody...
They should just take the fucking old and the compromised, and all of them should be doing it. It makes no sense that any of us are doing it. It really doesn't make any sense. Because, like, people are going to lose their fucking minds, man. Like, my wife is losing her mind. For sure. Like, there is no escape. There's two kids in the house with her 24/7, 365. Yeah. And because my son's in school, like, the kids can't even go to my parents. There is no escape.
Yeah,
it doesn't end.
But you got to define also who's compromised, right? Like, you have these really, really very rare scenarios where a healthy person gets it and dies as well, too, right?
Yeah, like, but that's like 0.0001%.
I don't
want to
be that 0.1%. I don't even want to get fucking sick. I don't
want... stay home.
I am staying home. Here's a funny thing.
If you stay home and I go out, you can't get sick. Well, that's my argument. You can't. If you stay home, but I go out, you can't get sick.
I mean, it really depends. I mean, no, you're right. Yes. But, like, let's say everybody has a mentality that a bunch of people are going to be sick. And then let's say the fucking mailman walking down the street touches my package, leaves my front porch. He's not sick because he's asymptomatic and he gives it to me. I mean.
Yeah, but that could happen even if you're at home. The mailman still delivers mail.
But we're all kind of doing our part, so the percentage of that happening, the chances is...
It's not working. Our numbers are like 2,500 a day.
Well,
literally, we've been in lockdown.
Quebec is a fucking trash fire. Which is not a great number, but we also are the epicenter, the heart of fucking Canada, along with Ontario. That's why these two provinces are doing so terribly.
But Ontario's not even doing as bad as we are.
No, we're doing the worst. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're not too far behind. I think it's like 25%, maybe less than us. Like, look at it. It's not that... they're catching up, too.
It does. Honestly, it's fucking... Honestly, once your kid goes to school, you're like, I'm exposed to everything. I'm exposed to...
Oh, I know.
I'm exposed to, like, 500,000 people because my kid goes to school.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
So there's no point in that. Like, if he's going to go to school, why can't I go see... Like, I can't even go see somebody else's... Like, if your kid and my kid went to school... I can see you in the parking lot. Our kids can make out all day at school because they don't make them. There's no bubbles. It's bullshit. There's no bubbles. I go to the school with my own eyes. There's no bubbles. They're too little.
It depends where the school. What school is it? I mean, like, my sister was anti going to school. She's a teacher. She hated the idea. And then me and her were just ripping it apart. And then the next time I had a conversation with her, she's like, actually, I've changed my view on it because I go to school now, and, like, they do have a bubble system. They had it in Ontario. Quebec's a different story, and I'm sure lots of different schools are doing different things. But the system that they had in Ontario, she was explaining it to me, and it actually was pretty as creative as you could get. It's not like a perfect system. It's all you can't prevent things to the maximum degree, but it's kind of like people go to school on different times, different days, even in the schoolyard.
School for a year.
The schoolyards had circles on it, and you can only play within those circles if you're in certain groups. It's crazy, crazy.
Yeah, but they're kids, dude. Like, they'll just run out of the circle. And then that lunch lady who's like, this is too hard. She's not going to give a fuck. Look, like...
she'll blow her whistle.
Just fucking shut it down. Or don't. One or the other.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for sure. I can see where you're coming from.
I don't care about restaurants. I don't care about bars. I don't care about any of that shit. The one thing I want to be able to do is I want to be able to bring my kids to their grandparents.
Yeah, for sure. I get that. 100%.
That's the big one, man.
I was able to see my mother during Christmas, fortunately, because she lives alone. So we're able to actually kind of get her over to my house and then send her back
home. That's done now.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
Oh, well, I mean...
It's fucking bullshit.
You can't do...
Bullshit.
Like, single living people can't do shit no more?
Nothing. It's full lockdown.
I don't know about the single person thing, right? Yeah,
but they can't... Only if you're single. Then you can see them and you can only see that one other single person.
Well, at least I can see my mom. Oh.
No, you can't.
Oh, because I'm with my wife and my...
Because you live in a house? Yeah. Even what you did in Christmas, I'm pretty sure.
I know, yeah, probably was. Yeah, because we actually snuck her over to my brother on Christmas Eve and then over to my house. So it's like we all fucking made love somehow with our germs.
Like, I get it. I want to help out. I want to do my part. I want to do all those things. But we're at the point now where it's obvious it doesn't work. It does not.
We just didn't do
work.
It to it. Like, we did like a half-assed version of it. That's why. It's like, I'm with the let's just lock everything down. Grocery stores.
Yeah,
let's do the same. When we first had it going on, it was like lineups. They only let a certain amount of people in. You have your mask on. You wash your hands when you go in. Leave that shit. All the other stuff that we don't need, the non-essential stuff. Like, now I go into Walmart. I don't know if you've been into one lately. And they close off all the sections. And they only put essential things. And I walked in there and I was like, holy shit.
How the fuck does that make a difference?
They didn't do this last time, though. That's what I noticed.
But it's senseless. You walk in to buy a pair of boots and it's boarded off.
They want you to go in and out. They don't want you to spend time mingling around touching things, I guess. I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but the whole touching things is like a load of shit. Like, the virus can't live on anything.
It can. Yes, it can.
Yeah, but it's,
sure can.
I think they said it was like under 1% of cases were from contact. It's all from being in a room.
I think it's 1% for contact, but if somebody like, dude, I've been in Walmart, even with the mask, and people are coughing and shit all around, and it's like, holy shit, what the fuck? Why are you in here? But again, they might just have a cold, and I'm paranoid. So
yeah, you said coughing, I'm coughing.
Yeah. Here's something interesting. So we've been on lockdown. We've been staying in our houses. We haven't been going out, and we've been doing our part, I guess you could say. And I got a buddy who works for me. He's my production assistant, okay? Now, this guy is got a brand new daughter, just born like 4 weeks ago, and she's at home. She's all frail and shit. She's with his wife, with his kid, and his parents. Like, this, I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast, because I want to slap his parents. I feel so bad for this guy because he's such a good guy. And his mom and his dad, they're coming from Sri Lanka, right? So they're like super not from this country, almost not from this world, the way that they were brought up. And whenever they bring the kid over, they just spoil the shit out of him. He already is a hyperactive kid, and he went over, and he found out that the dad's actually giving the kid coffee regularly. He's under 2 years old, and he's giving him coffee. And I was like, dude, I would be so angry if I went dropped my kid off my parents' house. They weren't even asking me. They did it, and then he's like, don't do that. I don't want to give it to my kid. And he's still doing it behind, like, if your parents aren't listening to you about your kid, I would fucking cut them out of my life. And here's the thing.
Well, yeah.
I
agree.
I know. I'm just
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I would start somewhere, but eventually, if it never stopped,
well,
I would cut
the
them
thing,
out.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes over because his mom's like, can you come over and help me? So he goes over and he helps them, whatever he's got to do. He notices the dad's coughing like crazy. And he's in bed and he's not eating and he's kind of, you know, he's like, dad, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? You're sick. He's like, no, I'm fine. He's like, dad, what the fuck is wrong? Why did you ask me to come over here? Did you take a COVID test? He's like, no, I'm fine. Goes back home, gave his whole family COVID.
So
now he has COVID, and I talked to him, and he's in bad shape. Like, he's getting better now, but, like, can't talk. I had to try to call him for something, and he couldn't talk to me, so we had to do it all through email. He's got body aches. Like, it's really bad. His wife seems to be on the better side of things. The two kids seem to be okay, asymptomatic as usual. But the newborn, if I had a newborn baby, and my daughter, my mom and my dad knew they could potentially have COVID and invited me over and exposed me to bring it home to my family, that would be it. I would probably cut them out at that point. Like, that is fucking, how could you do that? Like, that, and then here's the thing. After quarantining for all that time, and then you get it. Like, you might as well have just got it in the beginning, you know, like.
Okay, hold on.
Like,
shit's hitting the fan. Sir, we got to go to break. Sorry. My house is going crazy. We'll be right back. Sorry, man. Holy shit. We're back. Sorry about that. Sometimes shit just hits the fan, man. This COVID shit's going crazy.
Yeah.
My family's losing their mind. Losing it. We're all losing
through it. You know what? I mean, I know it sucks. It's been a long, I guess, year now. It might even be another half a year, I mean, hopefully things will get a little better. We'll get on the other side of these, And look, we're going to be alive for another couple, maybe it depends on you and me, but we'll see. A little bit longer, hopefully. And we'll hopefully look past this and be like, you know, it was two years of our lives that we won't get back, but I don't know.
I'm okay. I just feel bad for my wife because the two kids are nonstop all fucking day, and they're right at that age where they're like the biggest pieces of shit you could ever imagine. And it's like, for fuck's sake, stop whining all goddamn day. I want a pickle. I want this. If you don't give them something, it's worse than giving it to them. It's like, oh, it's brutal.
I want a pickle too.
Yeah. So enough of the COVID crap. What else is new with you?
Work. Like I said, I'm going to be off for 6 weeks, bro. 6 weeks.
Jesus.
6 weeks. I'm going to go back to work on March 1st. It's going to be pretty sweet. So
that's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I'm getting to watch hockey. It's going to be kicking off in about a week. So that'll be fun. We got the Royal Rumble coming up as well, too. They announced no fans. I think we saw that one coming. But, yeah. You know, it's Florida. You never know. They could have figured some weird, crazy shit out where they snuck people in. I don't know. But, yeah.
Are they doing it in Florida? Yeah, for sure.
I imagine. Then where else are they going to do it? They're not. Yeah, they have to be doing it in Florida. They're not doing no fans. If they're doing no fans, there's no point for them to move elsewhere. It just seems like a waste. True. So I will say it's most likely going to be in the Thunderdome. They'll stay where they are.
Yeah.
Honestly, it'll be WrestleMania, the first event with fans, if that. And honestly, probably won't even be WrestleMania. So we'll see. Unless they plan on having all the old vaccinated people attending. So that could be interesting. Yeah, maybe.
Chaos Theory in the chat's asking if you're getting all 6 weeks paid.
Yeah, of course. Oh, sorry. Okay. Of course, it's my vacation. I have 9 weeks of vacation that I'm sitting on. They rolled over from last year, and I'm like, fuck it. My project just ended. It just wrapped up at the end of the year, and it's why not a good time? Hibernate, stay inside during the month of February, and yeah, catch up on some R&R. So yeah, they will be paid, but legally, right?
I can't believe that they're letting you take 6 weeks in a row.
I've been there a long time, and it's just good timing. And also, I haven't had a solid vacation in about 2 years. So it's kind of like, well, you know what? You worked your ass off. They actually released the list of clients that we work with the top revenue, number one. So I brought them a lot of money. I'm not me. My team, if anything, I'm going to give them credit. They fucking worked their asses off. Again, good timing. Didn't have a vacation last year. And also, they don't like rolling over vacation again. They gave me six. Yeah. I was at 6 weeks last year. They rolled it over. Usually they'll pay it out. I asked. I said, I want the time off. So now here we are again. And a payout would be fucking sweet for that long. But yeah. I haven't had the best health this year. I've been under the weather here and there. So I think I need to take the time off. 6 weeks. Enjoy it with my family. February is always a very depressing month for me, especially in Canada with the snow and the gloominess and shit. So I'll be sitting this one out and enjoying it. So hopefully I'll be getting into some more gaming and streaming and stuff on Twitch. So that'd be a lot of fun.
It's been a good winter, though. I really can't complain about much. We're
super mild.
January 7th.
Yeah, for sure. Super
mild.
Sunny today.
Barely any snow.
It's just the colorlessness for me. It's like there's no color outside. Bright days like this aren't so bad, but very often, more often than not, it's drab and like dark and gloomy out. And like just not for me. Like it's really hard on my soul, man. Just no color and just bleh.
All right, let's bring up the mood from Coven and Drab. Let's talk some wrestling. So we got Raw, we got AEW, we got NXT all to cover. The big takeaway from Raw for me this week was the return of Goldberg, and it's not a positive one. What the fuck is going on? I saw a meme today where it was Goldberg like knocking on Bray Wyatt's door and killing him, knocking on Brock Lesnar's door and killing him.
I saw that. Yes, I saw that.
Like, to bring a legend back like this, first of all, to me, like, Goldberg is not a WWE legend. Like, at all. He's so WCW.
And he was never booked good in WWE either. He wasn't booked as a strong force. Yeah, he won the championship briefly here and there, but, like, Triple H buried him. I mean, he was in squash matches. He was in embarrassing matches in terms of botches. I respect what WCW did with him and his legacy in WCW. But that's all he had, right? I mean, he's always kind of embarrassing himself, cutting himself, hurting other people. And I think Goldberg's probably a pretty decent dude in real life. Like, he seems like an all-right
guy.
Yeah, he seems like an all-right guy. But, like, it's just weird that whenever they're trying to compete or bring in ratings, like, McMahon just always goes back to, like, Lesnar or Goldberg. And it's like, okay, bro, like, you got to go elsewhere with this. Like, I would have loved, like... And I'm hearing it's because they didn't have a direction with Drew McIntyre. They didn't know who he's going to face. And they're like, okay, well, we want to pump up ratings. and we just don't have a program for him. Well, there's so many other people you could have had him wrestle with. Like, why not Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre? Have your U.S. champion versus your WWE champion. Why not have AJ Styles rematch? No more Miz involved. AJ could have been like, I want my one-on-one match. I didn't get that. And they could have done that. But going with Goldberg, the only reason I see people tuning in for this would be maybe to see how cringy it is. And remember, Goldberg can't wrestle more than 1 or 2 or 3 minutes. Like, this is going to be a short match. So yeah. Are they really going to squash Drew McIntyre in a couple minutes?
He's going to beat Goldberg.
I mean, I think it would be really, really good for Drew to do this because it's going to kind of be giving him like really big people to kind of conquer.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. We hear this whole rumor of Goldberg and Roman facing off eventually. So it really didn't make sense to me how he was inserted here. Him coming out and saying, you've disrespected legends when like he didn't ever. It just didn't make sense where that was coming from. It seems like the promo should have been against Randy Orton. Like Randy Orton was highlighted so much during Raw. Like, with so many legends, disrespecting all of them, it would have made sense for Goldberg to come out and challenge Randy Orton. And then Randy Orton beating Goldberg or some shit. That would have been awesome.
Maybe Goldberg's senile and he thought it was his segment and just came out.
What I heard was, and you can kind of tell that they were running out of time at the end because Drew was supposed to cut a promo. Goldberg kind of rushed out and still stuck to his guns of, like, you're disrespecting legends. So they were saying that Drew was supposed to kind of disrespect the legends on stage. That means what? Is he turning a heel? And then if he's turning heel, then is Goldberg really going to beat him? And like, honestly, if you build up Drew McIntyre the way you did in 2020, and then you have Goldberg come in and beat him, fuck you, McMahon, and fuck you, WWE. Like, I'll still watch you because that's how I am. But at the same time, man, like, a big fuck you because, dude, you built up Drew to be a legitimate WWE champion. He is a fucking, looks like he's chiseled out of fucking marble. Like, he's doing a fucking great job. Love him or hate him, man. And, I mean, even Bray Wyatt, they did him dirty. And, like, he hasn't fully recovered since then. I'm just worried. I'm really worried. You don't need Goldberg to take that strap off. You don't need Goldberg, period. It would have been cool to put him somewhere else. I just don't
have him. No. Cassifer, what's up, Chris Cass? Says Goldberg got his senior vax, so that's why he's the only guy available. Cass Theory says it should be Keith Lee versus McIntyre at the Rumble. And then Cassifer with a great comment. Have McIntyre Claymore Goldberg's kid. I'd be down for that.
I don't know what to say to that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how old this kid is now, but interesting.
At least this is happening at Rumble.
I wouldn't be surprised. Watch McMahon bring in Goldberg's kid because they're doing Brody's kid. It's like, oh, yeah, well, we could do that too. It's like, dude.
Oh, God. But I don't think he's going to do that. They've been pretty classy about the whole Brody Lee thing.
The whole Legends thing to me, okay? So, like, I also saw another picture. When it's like, when they announced Legends Night, you think of like, you know, all these, like, I don't know who was in the
You think of real legends.
You think
you don't
of real
think
legends,
of,
right?
Yeah. You don't think of the people that they had there.
Put it like, who do we, here we got Hulk Hogan, who nobody wants to see. He ended up putting on a comment saying, oh, when I go back, the younger guys, they don't appreciate me. I don't know why it is. I think it's because they think I'm going to steal their main event. Dude, shut up. How does he not know why people aren't fond of him? Like, this guy is
such a fucking moron. And, he's a fucking moron.
And Drew McIntyre had to pander to him this week. He's a champion. Obviously, I know he has to do that. But at the same time, didn't like that very much. Tatanka's always thrown in there somewhere. Mickey James, who isn't even retired, is a legend. You got Big Show, Jimmy Hart, Mark Henry, Molly Holly. Like these, I respect a lot of these people, but like IRS, I've seen him like a year or two ago backstage in something. The Boogeyman, he's a legend. Why? Because he eats worms and bashes a clock on his head. Like, I don't know. And here's the thing. Whenever they do these legend nights, like, I get excited. But, like, now I know they're just, like, everybody pops up in the backstage and says two lines.
How can you get excited over this still, Dez? Like, haven't you learned your fucking lesson?
I don't think, dude, I was excited for this one. This one, I was like, I know what it's going to be. And this is what I'm kind of saying. Like, I know what to expect now. People fly in for a paycheck, which, okay, cool. It's probably good to get a paycheck. I don't know if it's great to be traveling during this time. But and then get two lines backstage. Alicia Fox, we haven't seen her in, what, like a year plus? She's sober now. Like, we should give her a little bit more, like, okay, you know, you worked hard. Let's have you do something else. She comes and talks about some fucking Vine video or TikTok or some shit. And Mark Henry on a little scooter. Like, oh my God, like, could you not make him look more fragile than he did? Have him sitting in a chair like Big Show. Why is he pedaling himself around? Looked fucking sad. It should have been.
Raw's garbage. Raw's garbage.
Yeah, Raw was a terrible show this week.
Raw is always a bad show. Raw is not a good show.
It's not always a bad show. So once in a while, they do all right. But it was very bad this week. And I just feel like they could have done stuff with these guys. Like, I'm looking at the list here, right? They should have made it a Legends week. They could have had Teddy Long come out on SmackDown and been like the SmackDown commissioner.
But we've seen it.
But they could have had Pierce out for the night. Teddy Long could have done something. Tatanka could have came out during the Karrion Kross Damian Priest match, interfered because of, like, I don't know, the Cherokee Heritage roots or some shit like that. Mickey James could have came out and helped during the match. Ric Flair coming out during the Charlotte thing was the only thing that kind of tied him with something.
Right.
Molly Holly could have came out during one of the women's matches and helped or some shit. IRS and Randy Orton. IRS saw Orton and ran away. Like, you burned his son alive. Like, they should play into that a little bit. I just feel like, and I don't want to go there about AEW, but I feel like if AEW was going to do a Legends week, they would have done a lot more and utilized the talent. And every time they do these legend things, I just feel like it's fucking cringy, and it's always 2 seconds backstage, like, oh, hi, hi. Oh, hi, hi.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the whole Cardi B thing that fucking blew up from it, too. It's like fucking ridiculous.
What's the Cardi B thing? I read about this. What is this shit?
All right. Let me catch my breath, because I know I went on to a little salty rant there. All right. So there was a segment back in the back. Angel Garza is going out, giving his rose to people. I think at first it was like Alicia Fox. And then eventually makes his way to Tori Wilson and says, you know, will you accept this rose? Like The Bachelor. It's kind of cringy itself. He's like, oh, no, go, I'm busy talking to Nikki Cross. Go down the hall, and I think in one of the dressing rooms, Cardi B's there. Cardi B, she'll accept your rose, which, okay, whatever, Cardi B. I guess they're going with whoever McMahon thinks is popular. And
she's pretty popular.
He goes to the room, and it's Boogeyman. Boogeyman scares him. He runs out the room, gets rolled up by R-Truth, and loses his 24/7 title. So that's kind of what happened. And people were tweeting about Cardi B because of it. So Cardi B comes out, and she's like, why is everybody tweeting my fucking name, WWE, all this shit? And then she starts to realize that they mentioned her, and they're like, she starts talking about wrestling a little bit. And they're like, oh, did you used to like wrestling? She's like, oh, I used to like it when I was young. I liked Trish Stratus. I liked Edge. I liked all these people. And then Trish Stratus chimes in like, yeah, and everybody. And she's like, oh, yeah. And she starts marking out, and it was kind of cool for a second. And then Lacey Evans, in character, kind of chimes in and says, like, girl, you know, you better stay away from here or we'll teach you a lesson or some shit, like, in kind of summarization. I don't remember what she said, but kind of playing Lacey Evans, right?
Right.
And Cardi B fucking flips out on her and is like, I'm not going to have a white girl intimidate me, and I'll come over there and, or I don't know what she says, but she starts swearing and going on a tirade, right? Like, she doesn't know that this is fake, or she doesn't know that Lacey Evans is playing a character.
Or they're getting ready for a WrestleMania match, bud.
I would like to think that, but have you ever seen Cardi B's timeline? Like,
she's nuts.
She's not only is she nuts, I'm sorry if you're a fan of her, like, she is so poorly educated. Read her tweets. It's cringy to watch the grammar, the punctuations, everything. And she goes on, like, in the past, talking about how she wants to get into politics and stuff. Fucking makes me terrified. But, like, she's fucking terrified. If we got a reality star who made it in, I mean, like, who knows? Who knows who's next, right? Anyways, that aside, she ended up deleting the tweet the very next day because I think somebody reached out to her and was like, dude.
Someone's like, you know what kayfabe is, bitch?
It's a work. You know, you watch wrestling. You should know it's fake. So she should know that stuff. But she's not very smart. She's really rich, but she's not very smart.
And she's obviously smart. She's rich.
Yeah. Well,
she figured it out.
Yeah. Get plastic surgery and rap about wet pussy. Wet ass pussy, I think it is.
That's it. Wet ass pussy.
Yeah. I think she's getting complaints now because she's over-sexualized her music, which is making the younger generation want to fuck a lot. I don't know, man. I don't really fucking care. Listen to her music if it's your thing. I've heard some kind of cool stuff come out from her. But at the same time, not my bag. And at the same time, I read her tweets and I'm like, I feel stupider when I do. Like, she can't even put the commas in the right place. She can't capitalize things. She's just not very bright. So, anyways, getting back to the Legends, just terrible. I think they were all just utilized terrible. I think Legend Nights is shit. It's a way to pump ratings, but then you get crap Legends. I don't want to shit on them, but I mean,
those Legends are good though. Like, I would, it's cool to see IRS there. It's cool to see Mark Henry there. I don't I get what they're doing with it.
Like, I mean, I get it.
They're old, dude.
I know, but he's got like the liver spots now and stuff. And cool, I got it. It's cool. IRS, I was excited. I saw him. I saw Randy Orton, and I was like, oh, yeah, here we go. He's going to say something about his son. And they didn't even take the opportunity to be like, you know, like tell Bray I said hi. Like, everybody knows. I know McMahon's like, I don't want to break that fourth wall. I don't want people to know that it's, we know he's a dad. We know. We know. Have Bo Dallas come back, too. That'd be cool. I don't know why I just popped off on that, but maybe he can come back and help. But, dude, they missed an opportunity with that. Melina, too. They have her speaking Spanish or some shit to the Lucha House Party. She should have went out with the Lucha House Party, and they ended up beating the tag team champions. Melina could have been involved and, like, helped distraction or some shit to help them win. Like, they could have used all of these talents to play some kind of role one way or the other.
That's a lot of work.
Look, Ric Flair came out with Charlotte and grabbed the foot. You know, he grabbed Charlotte's foot by accident, which didn't look by accident. It was completely poorly done.
Salt is real tonight, baby.
I just don't like this Legends. This Legends Night thing really was a waste. It just, from top to bottom, didn't make sense. I was happy to see some of their faces, but you made so many of them look insignificant. When you put them on for a minute or two, it's worse. It's just like, it makes it, I get backstage, they're probably getting along and having fun and hugging and seeing each other and all that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Cool. But come on, man, like, utilize them better. We could have had JBL come in with Ron Simmons, because I saw him on the list, but I don't even remember seeing him. They could have been doing the APA poker night or some shit. I don't know. They could have done something. Jared could have hit Elias with the guitar, right?
They've done that, though. They've done Jeff Jarrett and Elias. They've done the APA coming back with poker. I mean,
yeah, but the APA is always fun to have them back. But I guess, I don't know, man.
It's the kind of thing where it is what it is. I don't get hyped over it ever. I never expect anything big from it. WWE is living in the past, man.
Yep.
Like, they've done a lot of really good things in 2020, I found. SmackDown is really good. Like, well, when I say really good, I mean, like, it's good. Like, I'd say SmackDown's better than AEW. A lot of it, like, when I watch the pay-per-views, I'm always more intrigued by the SmackDown matches. Like, Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns have been tearing down the house, in my opinion. I heard Kevin Owens got hurt, though.
I don't know if that's real or not.
Oh, it was a part of a kayfabe
thing? I don't even remember the story on that.
But didn't Roman fuck him up? I thought he got hurt.
Threw him off a stage or some shit, or I don't remember, man. It was last week, and I think it was on New Year's or something like that, or New Year's Day, or I don't know.
Or maybe it is fake. Oh, yeah. After Owens was attacked, he was taken to a local medical facility.
Well, it's also like a way to end the feud, right? So he moves on, and now, you know, what's next?
And it was a good feud.
Yes, it was a great feud. Yes. Yeah, yeah. You know what? And that's a big thing, too. Like, I will watch Raw every week, and I will watch SmackDown as much as I can. It's hard. It's on Friday. I don't always get to watch it. They have good matches still in the WWE. They do. They have great talent. They have good matches. Drew McIntyre versus Keith Lee was actually a very good match. Riddle and Lashley was entertaining this week as well. There were some good matches, and I like to tune in for that. They tell the stories in the ring for me. But outside of that, the writing and stuff is just fucking shit.
It's lazy.
It's lazy and old. Like, it's very, like, they just can't get out of their ways. And I think it's just like, I don't know, man. Just with McMahon at the helm, it's tough. And you got Kevin Dunn still there, and you got fucking Bruce Pritchard still there. And it's like people that have been there since the 80s and the 90s. And it's like, guys, you know, like, somebody's got to step in, and I don't know, man. It's just,
and do something, fuck.
Yeah, it's tough. But let's move on to some positive things, maybe.
Yeah. Well, AEW, let's talk AEW real quick. AEW got a new TNT championship title.
Yep.
And it's way better looking than the red thing.
Yep. I like it, too. I think it's really cool. They did retire the title with Brody Lee. Dude, they planted, like, an apple tree. I'm saying that because it takes so long to grow one. They could put that belt on that kid, and then, like, in, you know, 12 years, or I don't know how old he is, whatever, you get him 10 years or whatever it is, he can come into AEW and claim that he's the rightful TNT champion and work himself right into a storyline.
Yeah,
that is it, where depending on where AEW is in 10 years. Pretty cool. Pretty cool belt. Darby's got it. Black looks really nice. And I guess that's all I really have to say on the TNT title.
So Darby just came in with the new title?
He did a weigh-in with Brian Cage. Like, I don't get that. I mean, I get it, I guess, because it's kind of like a weigh-in between the two because their sizes are so different. So I guess that is why they did it. So I guess I kind of do get it. But they did a weigh-in, and then, yeah, next week we're going to see Darby versus Brian Cage. I don't even know how he's going to win this match. He will,
though.
He's
going to win.
Yeah, he will. He'll do some like, little – he has that – or is it him, or is it Orange Cassidy? They both have it. It's some kind of, like, finisher roll-up or something. I know Orange Cassidy has one. I don't know if
– Darby's got one.
Darby has – maybe. But anyways, he'll do some little tricky roll-up, and he'll get him. He'll get him for sure. And for sure. I think that'll be big. Because like, he's got the other guy's got that other title that nobody cares about anyways. So.
Nobody cares about Brian Cage, man. That guy came in like a steam train, and like I feel like Team Taz is just fucking two thumbs down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the other guys in the group well enough. Hobbs, right? And then the other guy.
Angel like, Garza? Or no?
Garza. He looks like a
Austin
mini
Theory
priest.
Over there?
He looks like Austin a mini Theory. Like mini The Rock. These people say he looked like The Rock when he was young or something. But anyways, he... I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. But anyways, Brian Cage, look, I watched him in Impact, and I've watched him in like independent shows. He puts on some pretty good matches, and he's pretty agile. He can do all kinds of stuff for a big guy. I don't mind Cage, but they're playing him as like, I don't like when they give him this mouthpiece guy and he's going around with it like kind of like the whole Brock Lesnar treatment. They're trying to make him a Brock Lesnar, right? So
Ricky Starks.
Ricky
says
Starks, that's it. Thanks, chat, I guess, is who gave it to us. But I don't know. We'll see. TNT title though, let's see where we go from here, and hopefully we'll see some good shit, I guess.
John Moxley made his return to AEW since losing the title.
Yeah, losing the title, going back to see his wife, which is awesome. I guess, you know, she's pregnant now, so he wanted to spend some time there. And now he is back, and he's not taking shit from anybody, except for Anderson and Gallows, who ended up appearing after the main event. We saw Omega versus Phoenix. I watched it in snippets because I was so glued to Balor and O'Reilly. Good match. I mean, lots of awesome spots from the two of them. There's one belly, was it German or overhead suplex? Or there was a German suplex, overhead German suplex, where Kenny Omega landed right on his head. Fucking nasty. And then after Moxley, you know, attacked him with a barbed wire bat, and he got attacked by Anderson and Gallows. And then the Young Bucks came out, and they seemingly reunited the Bullet Club on TV. I don't know if they actually called it that on TV. I missed that. So I heard rumors.
I don't think they can.
I heard rumors that they're not allowed because it's Japan owned, I believe.
Yeah, New Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
Japan.
And it came out also that the WWE lawsuit of not saying too sweet and shit that the Young Bucks were talking about was actually fake news. So AEW will throw some shit out there to kind of stir the pot.
So there was no cease and desist.
There was no cease and desist.
Nice.
No cease and
desist. Fuck. I like that. That's a smooth
move.
Yeah,
that's
AEW. All right.
I think it's funny.
I like it.
On that note, Ryback, he's posting today that I'm proving to you guys that the WWE is trying to take away my name and my Twitter account and my Snapchat and all this stuff. And he sent basically shows all his accounts, and then he shows the letter from the WWE saying, like, you know, dear Mr. Ryan Reeves or whatever the fuck his name is, like, we own the rights to this. You have to give this up, your Twitter. You have to give up your Ryback.com or whatever it is. And he's going off about it and saying, like, see, they're monsters. They're trying to take away something that I built. And I'm sitting back here, and I'm like, dude, you wouldn't have any of that if it wasn't for them. And maybe I'm being a dick here, but it's like, I don't like Ryback that much. He's a peanut butter mouth dude. He's always saying stupid shit, you know. But at the same time, like, I'm looking at the comments, too, and I'm like, but guy, like, if it wasn't for the WWE, like, you wouldn't have half the shit you have. Like, drop it. And then just start a new Twitter following with your own Twitter handle, your own shit. Put like an extra Y in your name or something, like Ryback or something, or figure out something. Like, I don't know. I don't really, I'm not outraged for him, you know? Like,
I'm not outraged for a lot of those things. I mean, realistically, right? Like, when you work for a company, whatever you do in that time, the company owns it. Like, if you're an engineer and you design, a product or software that makes that company millions.
I have that in my contract as well too. That's why I don't make anything.
It's not yours, you know. It's you don't own it. Yeah. It belongs to the company. So I have no problem about that. Like, I think it's a little bit weird that like they can't do Twitch. their own.
Yeah, yeah. That's
because like they're celebrity, they're still
Paige
celebrities.
Is still doing it. So I don't know.
Yeah, like, but she's so is AJ. They're still doing it. They're just, you know, they're getting paid through WWE now, probably. Have you ever watched Paige's streams? They are the absolute worst fucking content to watch.
No.
It's horrible.
Is she like she tries a game or something? Is that it?
Not even, dude. She doesn't even try, man. She just sits there and fucking
talks
on camera.
And talks to the people who are saying shit, I guess, randomly?
Yeah. She's like sitting there, like, not even like halftime. She's not even on the camera. She's just like doing shit, like putting away groceries or some shit. And she's like, hey, chat, what's up?
Is she still like always like half naked?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why she's got the following, right?
Well, 100%. Yeah, yeah. I'm one of those guys that I love a good body. I love boobs. I love butts. But I kind of liked Paige a lot better when she first came in. I don't know. I thought she was a lot prettier. And then now she just looks like, I'm not going to say it, but she
looks trash, dude.
She looks trash. That was, I guess that's a politer way of putting it.
It's still like a bangable trash can. Like I'm still like, you know, if she's at the strip club, I'm like, yeah, that one. Let's go. You know what I mean? Club. But she ain't like somebody who I'm like, you know, I'm not going to. Who the fuck is calling me from New York? What the hell is this?
They might have your social security number.
Yeah, probably. Snoop Dogg was also on AEW doing the world's greatest splash.
Oh, my God.
That thing was atrocious.
Yeah, but he's 49 years old. Remember that, right?
He's only 49.
I know.
I thought he was way
older. I had to Google
it
before the show, by the way, because I was like, I'm going to talk about Snoop, and I'm going to be like, dude, he's old. And I looked, and I was like, he's only 49 years old. Yeah.
Dr. Dre is older than Snoop Dogg. Yeah, Dr. Dre is older than Snoop Dogg.
How old is Dre?
55.
Oh, yeah. He had a brain aneurysm, which is terrible this week, but he's obviously
okay,
recovering, which is great news. Would have been a shitty way to kick off 2021. But already was last night, I guess, in the Capitol Hill. But are you actually answering that call?
I am. Hello?
Don't waste your time with that automated crap. Is that a social security number? You're under arrest. What is this one? You owe money?
Through us?
Can't wait to find out what this is all about.
I think you might have the wrong number, though, bud. Who?
I'm gonna read the number off to you.
Wait, no, don't read the number. Who gave you my number? Yeah, that's the number. Yeah, it is, yeah.
I don't know what's coming up, because it's coming up all type of different things.
Okay, well, look, can you give me a call back tomorrow during the day?
Huh?
Can you give me a call back tomorrow during the day?
In a little bit?
No, like during the day tomorrow, during business hours.
All right, what time tomorrow?
Between 8:30 and 5, anytime.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, man.
You got an actual client?
What's that?
The actual client?
No, I don't think it was a client. He said that somebody bought something with his credit card.
Calling him back? Oh, somebody bought something on his credit card with your number? Trace back to your number?
Through our company, apparently. He said it was a G-string. So I'm thinking like,
why did we have to have this guy on and let's hash this out. Let's figure out
that's why.
Who
like,
has the G-string?
I don't know. He's like, it's G-string. He's like, I don't buy anything like that. I'm like, shit, son.
I can't believe you got the phone with you, too. I would have been like, fuck that.
Well,
no,
I hung
up the phone with you.
Anyways. Sorry about that.
J-Bomb's buying G-strings on people from New York's credit card or some shit. Jeez, guys.
I do have clients in New York. And the fact that he called back right away made me know that it wasn't automated. So I felt, you know, in case there was something bad. So I had to do that.
All
right.
Help the guy out tomorrow. And maybe you can,
You know, I'll update you guys next week on the G-Strap.
I am interested. I am going to ask about that. All right, Snoop Dogg on AEW, guys. Yeah. Don't think that man wears a G-string. I'm sure he wears boxer briefs, boxer shorts. I don't care. Either way, he jumped off the top rope. It looked nasty in terms of not very pretty. Sasha Banks was even laughing about it as well, too. Apparently, it's called the Snoopy Splash, which is kind of funny.
It's a poopy smash.
Snoopy Splash. But, yeah, Snoop Dogg, AW. Obviously, we got Cody Rhodes doing the Big Show, whatever it's called. Snoop Dogg's involved, so I'm pretty sure they talked a bit and said, hey, man, come on over to AW.
Oh, that's the tie.
Yeah, there you go. And why not? Snoop likes wrestling. You know, he's not tied to WWE, and they can be upset if they want to be. I hear they're not that upset about it. You know, I think Rucker was making a joke. It was pretty funny on social media saying like, oh, now Sasha's going to be forced to change her entrance music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just watch. Da-da-da-da. I actually like that a lot. I like the little part.
I like her old music way better.
I like her old music better, but I like the da-da-da-da-da-da. And the little dance she does, like, oh, yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's nice. Okay, so we're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some NXT stuff, the road to Royal Rumble. There's some main roster call-ups as well, and we have another return on the NXT roster. So we'll be right back after this.
It's the crew of the year that you're loving to hate. If you fucking with the team, you catch a boot to the face. Rebound from the boot, I hit the Irish whip. Don't be mad, cause we know your podcast ain't shit. Stop hating, motherfucker, you know he the man. RJ gon' hit you with that ringside rant. And them two hard hitters repping Montreal. Godfathers of the crew, making sure we ball. If you still wanna hate, it's no saving ya. You might get beat. I'm talking mania. Listen to the whole team, the cross body of work. It'll make you realize that you should have been first. And me, I cause chaos everywhere that I go. 80 proof and no less got me ready to throw. Don't step to the mic unless you want that smoke. FPC, the whole team is like a knife to your throat. Yeah.
We are back here on Talkmania, episode 184. Whew, I'm out of breath. Damn, I went to see Dr. K. You're on mute, dude.
I'm not talking. You're talking about your experience with Dr. K.
Fuck you. You're trying to talk. I weigh 236 pounds.
No way, man.
Yeah.
I'm 165.
Holy shit. Damn. That's the dream, man.
It's not. I mean, and honestly, like, it can go up because I haven't been feeling good this year either, right? So I can go like to 168 to like 160 in like days. So I'm jumping up around that area. So, yeah, obviously, I'm not going to sit here and complain and say I'm overweight.
Yeah, I am. exceptionally overweight.
So you saw and Dr. K. What would, did he, oh, you get your results? You went for your tests?
I went for my tests. I got my blood tests, my ECG. And
they still have that really old nurse doing it, or who's doing it now?
It's been a different nurse a few times now. It's like another old nurse.
I always have the same, like, looks like she's about to die with the hunchback nurse. But she's great. Okay. But she's great.
Yeah. Yeah, she is great. Yeah. Her name's Joyce. Uh-huh. What's up, Joyce?
I hope she's still there when I go in the summer.
She's there. She was there, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she got a hunchback and she has like a brace on.
Oh, yeah. And she's always like, super like, it's okay. It's not going to hurt. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm like, I don't need that, but you're making me feel very, you're making me feel very cared for over here. Like,
very comfy over
here. Yeah, she's
guys.
So nice. She's super nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he, nothing, I guess, didn't tell you much right now or?
No, he, you know, checked my breathing and checked my reflexes and I got a new prescription for my crazy pills and that's about it.
Did he ask you how the old liver's doing?
No, I mean, because he doesn't have the results yet.
Right, but I remember last time he called you before the results even, like, instead, like, usually the routine is you go back in a couple of weeks, You go in his office. He goes over with things. You told me last year he actually called you and was like, what the fuck, Jason?
Yeah, he called me. He was like, yo, did you drink like the day before? Because your liver's fucked. Like your results, your test results are scary. I said, no. I said I drank a couple days before, maybe 5-6 days before. He's like, all right, cool. So we got to make some changes in your life. And honestly, it's been even worse since. So.
That's what I'm worried about. And I'm worried genuinely for you. But at the same time, I mean, yeah.
YOLO, man. YOLO.
Well.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I know. But you want to be there for your kids as long as you can, your family.
Do I?
I guess.
I'm telling you, Des.
I'm going to be like, a couple years in, and yeah, I'll be gaining like a bunch of weight to myself, I'm sure.
Well, it's not the weight. I'm saying you're going to hate your kids in 3 or 4 years.
Well, maybe that's why I only have one.
Are you going to keep it in one?
We've talked about it. We're going to wait at least 2 years, I think. Like, we want to have like her to be a big sister. But I also like heard a lot of people and read a lot of studies and about the benefits of like having siblings and stuff, and then talking to people who didn't have siblings and stuff. So like, also they can kind of be a babysitter, right? So
yeah, well, not if they're only 2 years
old. I know, but yeah, I guess so. But hopefully we'll raise her well and she'll be able to look out for, you know, our second child. But I'm not too sure. But yeah, right now we're being careful, I guess, so to speak. And
are you pulling out?
I don't want kids. Yeah, I was using condoms for a bit, and that ended really quickly because I fucking hate them, man.
Yeah,
like what a mood killer.
Oh, I don't care about the mood. It's just more like
it's a mood killer. It's like, okay, well, like, you know, and then also like it doesn't feel as good even close, and like sometimes it's just like I don't know, like it's almost like I am cut, guys. By the way, I'll go there and say that. So I'm a little bit less sensitive than most. So it just makes it worse, I guess, you know, it's just, I don't know.
You know, what's great. The crazy pills that I'm on make they you know, there's two different types of side effects. One is like, loss of libido. And the other one is, well, there's three: loss of libido, erectile dysfunction, and then there's not being able to climax. Well, I have no loss of libido. I have no erection problems and I can't not orgasm, but it takes me a long time to orgasm, so I'm a fucking stud now.
Yeah, that's cool. But it also, I've been on medication like that before, but it gets frustrating. And then also, like, I've been on meds before that, how long have you been on them for?
August 2019.
I mean, like, just, I was on stuff for like maybe 6 months, and then like libido dropped, and like being able to not finish was like frustrating because like you just couldn't finish.
I had that at first, or I couldn't finish,
but then I stopped taking them and it lasted for months after, man. So like,
I'm never gonna stop taking these. This is a life pill.
Yeah, no, I know. Obviously you gotta prioritize what's good for you, you know.
So yeah, but because I haven't slept since August, I think I've slept like literally, like, I was talking to the doctor and he's like, you know, are you experiencing any side effects? I'm like, well, you know, I'm probably only sleeping about, you know, 3 hours a night. And he was like, what? He's like, we're changing your medication. And I was like, well, like, it's not that bad. I was only getting like 5 or 6 before. And he's like, no, 3 hours. He's like, your whole body is fucked. Like, you're completely fucked up if you're only sleeping 3 hours a night.
Dude, you're going to feel so much, like, I don't know if you're already getting better sleep, but like.
No, I'm not. I haven't changed it yet.
Dude, man, like. Yeah, it'll make a world of difference for your mental sanity, not just the pills, the sleeping.
Mentally,
too,
I'm okay. Mentally, I'm okay. Back in the day before the pills, if I only slept 3 hours, man, it would be a wreck the next day, like as far as it goes for anxiety. But now, like, he's like, is it still worth it? I'm like, oh, 100%. Like, I could have gone forever. The thing that bothers me the most is I feel like my body temperature is like 2 degrees warmer on the meds. That is the thing that bothers me the most. Like, I'm sweating. Not sweating, but, like, I'm hot. Like, I always feel like
I
just got
a hot. Oh,
it's
a good way to lose weight.
No, I gained fucking 15 pounds on this shit, man. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's pretty good. I was like, pretty good. I was already fat before, dude. He's
But you, yeah, I mean, you can put a pound on the back, man. I'm sure that doesn't help either.
Oh, yeah, the boozing?
Yeah, beer specifically, right? But I know you obviously, you don't do beer too much, but.
Yeah, I haven't been on the beer for a while, so.
That was me. I was always beer, so it was, I got a bit of a, I mean, I know I'm not fat. I'm not going to bitch and complain, but I had a bit of a gut. I haven't been drinking that much. And like, honestly, a lot of it is just air, like gas, you know, because it's carbonated, right? If I don't drink for like 2 weeks, my stomach goes back down.
So you don't have a gut, you're just bloated.
Yeah, I guess so.
See, I don't mind the belly. I don't like the fat, like, I don't like the tits. I don't like around the armpit area. I don't like here. I don't like having a fat ass, you know?
Speaking about man tits, I don't know if you saw the awesome burn on social media. I think Roman Reigns was talking about his workout routine and saying, like, I don't know, just talking about it. And I think Corbin just chimed in and said, oh, what is it, a half rep day? Kind of saying, like, you know, not that impressive.
You're a pussy.
I think Roman clapped back and said, like, you should try it. Get rid of them bitch tits.
Oh, shit. Said bitch tits, yeah. On Twitter?
On
Roman Reigns is good.
It's fucking great, man. I love
it. I'm so happy for Roman, man. I'm so happy that this has happened. Like, I've talked so much shit about this guy. I went out and said he'll never get over. You were like, no, he'll get over eventually. He'll go in the Hall. I said, no, never. It's never happening. Good for him, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure going to the Hall of Fame. He would have regardless. But yeah, he is getting over. I think when the crowd comes back as well. I mean, like, being a heel has been fantastic for him. So
watch him get fucking legit booed as soon as that song hits.
I was like, hearing they're going to change it. I'm still fucking waiting for them to do that, so I don't know what's happening with that.
It's not happening.
So, okay, so we were talking before the break. We're talking about NXT call-ups. We know one of them is going to be Damian Priest, okay? He took on Cross this past week. Actually, a very good match. I thought the two of them had an awesome match. Damian made Cross look pretty good with his selling. I'm still not a Cross fan. But yeah, Priest is apparently coming up to SmackDown. And supposed to be feuding with Roman Reigns. Now, he was supposed to come up last week onto SmackDown, and apparently they just put a hold on things. He's coming up this week. I don't know if the plan is changed, if it's still going to be Roman or not. I think it's cool bringing him up. Obviously, there's already a lot of talent. Who gets pushed to the side? If it's Otis, okay, sure, no problem. But you're having him come up to job out to Roman. So it's like, is that the best way to bring somebody up? Or does it even matter?
That's how they bring everybody up, dude.
Yeah, I guess. Feed him to the wolves.
Feed him to the wolves. Damian Priest could bounce back from him. Anybody could bounce back.
Keith Lee, Matt Riddle, like a lot of guys who have come up, you know, from the main roster who were like superstars who were just, you know, I mean, and Damian Priest, obviously, he takes losses and stuff. But
yeah.
I don't know. I like Priest. I like him. I like him. He's all right.
I like Damian Priest, too. I think he'll go over on the main roster better than some of the other guys. He's got the look. He's got the size.
He's got the look. I think he can get used to the kind of, like, it's a different machine. I think Keith Lee went up there, and, like, he even said in an interview, like, it's kind of been a shock to him, the change. Like, they changed his music. They changed his outfit. He was, like, I don't know. He kind of lost his confidence, I guess. And, you know, he's readjusting and stuff. And, like, he had an awesome match with Drew McIntyre. I thought it was great. But he had to lose. I mean, you're not going to have Keith Lee win the championship so early. A lot of people will jump on me for that. They say, give it to him. He'll get there, man. Keith Lee's awesome. But he's not the guy to take the title off of Drew. And for fucking sure as hell, hope not, that it's going to be Goldberg. We'll see what happens.
And I'll be pretty pissed on the post show for Royal Rumble if Goldberg takes the belt off of Drew McIntyre. He's a 2020 Wrestler of the Year, according to us over at Talkmania. So I'd be pretty pissed.
I don't know what I'm pretty pissed about. We were talking about on the, I don't know if it was post show or one of our shows lately, that we're going to try to fucking actually see the Rumble together. And that looks like that won't happen now, or else anybody going to pay for our fines. But
no.
Yeah, fucking suck. I think it's about a 1 year mark from when we last hung out, man. I have not seen you since the last Royal Rumble.
Dude, I've seen one person in the last year.
I thought you were doing some backyard stuff in the summer.
Oh, maybe that's true. Yeah, there was a bit of backyard stuff, but
that's when we can get away with it and do loopholes, and now it's like none of that shit. Yeah.
Chaos Theory thinks Lee wins the Rumble and takes it off Drew at Mania.
Yeah, okay, sure. You can build them up during that time. I'm down with doing something like that. That's fine by me.
I don't know, though. Keith Lee, they don't need a draw anymore, right? They don't really need a draw when it comes to pay-per-views because they have their
But you want to have great matches, right? Like, that's why I watch every week, the great matches. Like, Drew and Keith put on a great match.
Yeah, but when you think, like, if there's a year that they can get away with not having a draw in the main event, this is the year because there's no fans. You don't have to sell tickets. So you don't have to sell tickets to casuals.
You're talking about WrestleMania? I think it's too early to say if they're not going to have fans or not. Isn't AW having fans? So, already for their shows to some degree?
Yeah, but they're having like 17 fans.
No. They got fans in the crowds now, a little bit up spaced up now. No, it's not 17. Yeah, they have like their like friends of the wrestlers and producers that are around the ring. And then up in the stands, they have like spaced out people, probably like 100 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so fuck, who cares about that?
I know. But WWE might be like, well, we're going to go even further. And the way Florida is, like, they don't give a fuck about anything. Like, they're not going to wear masks. They're not going to social distance. I know that AEW does it because it's the right message to send. But, like, WWE, they're not as caring. You would think they'd just be like, fuck it, anyways. It doesn't matter. Florida's not doing it. Let's just
put people into events. I don't know if they're not as caring. I don't know if they're not as caring. Honestly, I think the caring of AEW and putting on that image is going to fuck them long term. It's going to fuck them.
How? How so?
Because eventually they're going to have to not care as much. Or they're not going to survive, because that's the way this fucking world works,
unfortunately. Well, I think eventually, like, look, in a year from now, hopefully we'll be back to normal with, like, you know, crowds in attendance and people having vaccinated and shit and, you know, so...
No, I'm not talking strictly about COVID. I'm talking about, like, as a company in general, right? Obviously, people think that AEW is a more sympathetic company than WWE. But the thing is that once AEW starts making money, because I guarantee you they're not making money. How can they be making money? There's no way they're making money, so... Like, the cons are million or billionaires, whatever the hell they are, for a fucking reason. Eventually, it's going to happen. I don't care how nice you start, it's going to end up being cold. And it's a shame, but...
Well, I think Khan is, like, a fanboy of wrestling. He kind of grows up and, like, I don't know, it's kind of like... They're putting a lot of, like, bringing in legends, like, even bringing in Jake the Snake, Sting. It's kind of like fantasy booking, I guess. They're doing a lot of fantasy booking. Even with the whole cross approach with Impact, like Impact and AEW, dude, it doesn't really benefit AEW all that much outside of like some cool crossovers and stuff, right? But like, I'm not a huge, I kind of like Karl Anderson and Gallows, but like, I never really followed them too much. So I don't know. I mean, I know they're being booked a lot better now. You know, now they're next to the AEW champion. They're going to be in a match with Impact. I love the cross promotion stuff. I like the fact that AEW brings in indie talent. But it's putting Impact on the map. It's not helping out AEW as much.
Well, I feel like it's AEW's loophole to get WWE talent on their show without being called out for bringing WWE talent on their show. Because a lot of people left WWE for Impact. And now they're going to go grab those guys from Impact and put them on their TV.
It's interesting you say that because they haven't really brought in, like, they could bring in some pretty good female talent from Impact. But they haven't.
They don't care.
They haven't. And a lot of people are saying, like, there's this big debate, not over AEW's women's division versus NXT women's division. Like, the big debate is the Knockouts versus the NXT division. And I'm an NXT guy. I love the women's roster. It's fucking fantastic. And I think they are some of the best wrestlers. I'm not saying they are the best wrestlers. You have great wrestlers in all companies. But they have a good argument. The Knockouts, I've seen some of them. They're pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they're good.
So why are you not having some of them come over? We're having Shida, who just beat Abaddon, right, finally, or retained her title. Now she's looking for a new challenger, and you have people that are saying, like, me. Why not have somebody from Impact come over? Maybe that is the next course of action they're going to take.
Yeah, perhaps.
We'll
yeah.
see. We'll see.
Chaos says, the only way I get excited about the Bullet Club shit is if they bring in Bad Luck Fale, Tama Tonga, and Tonga Loa.
Yeah, he's a big fan. They are great, too. I'm saying that Chaos, I know he's a big fan. And I would like to see them in there as well, too. You never know. You know, they've done some cross work with New Japan Pro Wrestling as well in the past. People don't know where Jay Lethal's going to go either now that he's dropped the titles. So, I don't know. We'll see. And then also, Marty Scurll, right? He parted ways with Ring of Honor. AEW is the kind of guy that won't touch that shit with a 10-foot pole. But at the same time, you got the Bullet Club reforming, right? So,
dude, AEW would 100% touch that with a 10-foot pole. They would.
You think so?
Yeah, because they would get a clean slate if they did it. If WWE did it, they'd be disgusting. If AEW does it,
sure. But WWE doesn't fucking care. They're like, you can shit on us all you want. You can think we're terrible. They've kept Riddle around. And, like, I'm okay with Riddle, personally. Like, I'm okay with him. I'm not going to hate on him. But I get people's, you know, annoyance or the reason they don't like him. I get it. But they don't care. I mean, case in point. Dream. Okay, here you go. Dream. Dream's a better one because if he did what he did, that's fucking disgusting. And there's lots of proof to say that he did some pretty fucking bad shit. Yes, they haven't been putting him on TV. They've made him a kind of almost a jobber now. But I think they're just stashing him away until eventually they hope they can bring him back. And every time they try to bring him back, it doesn't work out. The fans remember. But they don't care. They would bring Marty Scurll back, 100%. They'd give him a good paycheck. And I think he could be good on NXT. He could be good on TV. He could be a good NXT talent. And here I am selling my soul talking about this. I know guys like, fuck him. He
dude, what did he do? He banged some fucking girl legally in England.
I think it was fellatio or something. Or like,
who cares? Come on, people. You're all full of shit, you fucking bullshitting. Yeah,
I mean, like,
fuckers.
I'm not going to touch that one just because, like, it's a whole argument of, like, being a minor in different countries and a legal age and, like, oh, I don't know what her age was, if it was, like, 14, 15, 16 or whatever 16. It was.
Look, I wouldn't do it, but who gives a shit?
I guess it's his argument of, like, well, it's a legal age and it was consensual, but it's like, well, you're 30 and she's, like, 15.
16. Would you bang an 18-year-old when you were 30?
Yeah.
Some hot-ass 18-year-old comes up to you. Don't forget, you don't live the life you're living now. You live the life where, like, chicks fuck you all the time.
16 years old, that's fucking, like, she just gets pubes at that around that time, you know?
Ew, gross, dude. No. 16 is not just getting pubes. Like, dude, remember when we were 16?
Yeah, we were fucking horn dogs. We're guys. Guys are pigs. Marisco, case in point, I guess, but... I don't know, man. 16, and you're a wrestler, and you know that, like, you're... I don't know, man. I don't know. It's hard to talk about, man. It's delicate.
Look, I'm not saying what he did was right. I'm just saying that... Who cares? Like, who are we to fucking judge? You know how many bad shit I've done in my life?
I don't know enough about it either.
Bad shit I've done in my life.
I don't know if she consented and people are just upset about the age. And she's like, no, it was fine. They're like, no, you're 16. Or if she's like, I can't believe you took advantage of me. Like, I don't know. I don't know the story. So I can't say too much. 16 is, I don't know. I wouldn't do 16. I would maybe 18.
Of course I wouldn't bang a 16-year-old girl. 16. I'm not fucking an idiot. And I'm not saying he should have, or...
But it's also, like, throwing the, like, well, it's legal in UK. It's, like, doesn't make it right. And that's kind of the thing that is pissing people off, is he's kind of using that as the crutch to justify it, when it's, like, it doesn't matter if it's, like... If they say, okay, 13-year-old is legal, which I think is legal in some fucking weird countries, you don't have sex with a 13-year-old.
But they do it when they're allowed to. I know it's fucked up, but if it's part of the culture... If it's part of the culture... It's part of the culture. And I think it's wrong for people who have different views to think that they're higher than somebody
That's
anyways, I'm not saying that what he did was right, okay? I wouldn't bang a 16-year-old. I wouldn't bang an 18-year-old. I wouldn't even bang a 25-year-old right now. Well, I'm just saying that, like, fuck off. Who gives a shit? It should be a fucking non-issue. He's a wrestler. Do you like him? Yeah. I'd like to see him wrestle more.
I try to separate the two as best I can.
I mean, they're completely different things. He is not. He didn't bang her. What's his name again? Who are we talking about?
Marty Scurll.
He didn't. Marty Scurll didn't bang her. Whatever his real fucking name banged her. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Well, we'll see where he ends up. I'm sure him and a Ring of Honor parting ways, because we knew for a long time, like, he wasn't wrestling, he wasn't involved in anything. So I'm pretty sure the timing. Well, them pulling the Bullet Club back together, I don't know. Will he go to Impact? Will he go to... he could show up during the match that they're going to have at TNA. Maybe he'll show up during there. Maybe he'll show up at WWE. We don't know. I don't know. You know, there's lots of people floating around. We don't know where he's going. We don't know where Tessa Blanchard's going either. It might be an interesting year. Maybe he'll show up in the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble's coming up as well, so... There'll be no fans to boo him. There'll be no fans to boo him. So
that's true. Xia Li returned in NXT.
Oh, what a return.
Yeah.
Fucking great. She fucking looked like $1 million. Her entrance was dope. Her wrestling was fantastic. Strong style. I'm a big fan of strong style. She dropped the fucking shoulder pads, the clunky shoulder pads. She always shows that body off on Instagram, and you finally get to see it. And I'm not saying it like, show me your tits and ass. Like, she's fucking... strong. Like, I like to see, like, you know, it's nice. So she is now out with Bo, is the other Boa, I think, or whatever, from the other the male Chinese athlete in NXT. I don't know him well enough. I know they signed him, and I know he was the one in the vignettes with her, and they got that higher power, so we'll see what that's all about. Heavy rumor is it's going to be Karen Q, who is also J-Bomb Scratch in his head, obviously, because nobody really knows Karen Q. She was in the Mae Young Classic. I think she had a short stint in, I think she was in Impact. And she did some other shit too. She got injured, had surgery. She's been out for like a year or two, and now she's finally coming back. And the only thing I don't like about this, a lot of people like Karen Q. They're excited about it. I watched Karen Q's wrestling matches today, and to me, she only started wrestling, I think, in 2014, and it shows. I know Zaya obviously isn't too far behind or too much far away from that, but Zaya is a better wrestler than Karen Q, in my opinion. So you're having the higher power be someone who is less intimidating in the ring and less, I don't know, man. Like, now I know a lot of people are saying Mako Satomura, who's that, you know, the older Japanese legend who's wrestled in Japan, had these fucking amazing matches, Io Shirai and all kinds of other people. She wrestled Jordan Grace as well, too. I know we don't like her on this podcast, but, like, she's been around. She's a veteran. She has lots of experience. She's like an old, wise Chinese wrestler.
What's her name?
Mako Satomura. You definitely know her if you see her. She was in the Mae Young Classic.
You think I watched the fucking
Mae
Young Classic?
No, you would know her if you see her. You would know her if you see her.
I don't think I would.
Yeah. Anyway.
But if they're the higher power, though, Des, couldn't they just not wrestle?
Yeah, but she is a wrestler, right? I think, Mako's kind of, like, getting kind of further in her career. Obviously, she's going to be retiring eventually. I think having her come to WWE, being a mentor, maybe working with the Chinese talent as well, too, who are struggling with language barriers, kind of teaching them, honing their crafts. I think, like, you can have Karen Q come in maybe as part of the group, but having Mako Satomura kind of being that, like, wise teacher, like, she looks like one. Like, you could fucking do so much with her and also help behind the scenes. So I would love for it to be her, but I think it's going to be Karen Q. So it'll be a bit disappointing, I guess.
Yo, Xia Li's Instagram.
I know. Thirst trap.
Dude, that turquoise bikini.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful. Like,
sure, you call her beautiful. She's fucking hot as hell.
Yeah. Nah, I'd be intimidated to hit. She's gonna be single all her life because people are.
I was gonna say you were be intimidated to hit that.
No, to hit on her, like to go up to her. Like, you know when that girl's really too hot in the school. Like, okay, the new girl comes to school. She's super hot, and no one hits on her because they're like, oh, I can't get that shit, or I'm too intimidated, or she won't be into me. And meanwhile, she's just like, I just want a boyfriend. It's like, girl, man, you're too hot. You're too spicy. Mm.
Too spicy.
But again, you know, like, she's a spicy one. I like her. I like Xia Li.
Yeah, I like her too. So before we wrap things up, you also have here that Rhea Ripley's getting called up to the main roster.
Rhea Ripley is coming up to the main roster as well, too. That is our other call-up. I don't know where she's going to be injected. I guess Royal Rumble. That might make sense. I don't know. Maybe she'll come in and eliminate Charlotte Flair. I think that would be a good storyline. And then have her kind of do a program with Charlotte. Her win or whatever, you know. But we'll have to wait and see. Her and Gonzalez had a last woman standing match on NXT.
Yeah, fucking good.
Fucking,
and Gonzalez goes over. That's the way to go.
Yeah, and it was the way to go, too. Gonzalez looked amazing. They both did. They battled all over that arena, threw shit on top of each other, smashed through glass windows, broke through the stage. Dakota Kai ran in at one point, trying to interfere, and Rhea Ripley put her in a locker. Like one of those small, like small lockers, like 3 feet tall, maybe not even. Just put her in this small, compact locker and closed the door and locked her in there. It was fucking hilarious. I thought that was a great touch. And then having Raquel going over Rhea was a way to go. I know people were like, why do you make her look weak? Look, man, she did her time. She helped out. Now it's time to pass the torch to another big woman or a strong beast in NXT. Let her have her time. And then Rhea can go up to the main roster, and hopefully they don't squander her. Because you know what, man? It's always been the four horsewomen. These are some potential people that can maybe step into that spotlight. You know, we have Bianca Belair. We have Ripley. Io Shirai eventually, I imagine, will be headed there as well, too. And I hope these are people that they perform at such a level that you got to let them get in there and have those matches. At some point, we're going to get sick of Sasha Banks versus Bayley. I mean, they're always going to have great matches, but I want to see different variety. And I don't want to see Sasha versus Dana Brooke or Lacey Evans or, you know, all the people who can't step up to that level, you know. And I don't dislike Lacey Evans either. I think she's done a lot of hard work and she's grown on me. But, you know, Ripley, Bianca Belair, you know, they operate on a level that, you know, where they can keep up with Bayley and Sasha and Becky and Charlotte. So looking forward to that. Awesome. And then capping off NXT, another treat, guys. We got Finn Balor versus O'Reilly. Now, J-Bomb and I last in the talkies, we didn't have a chance to talk about our... We actually left out match of the year. Can you believe that? We didn't talk about match of the year.
I know.
Mind you, it's a hard one to call. There were so many good matches. Yeah. But looking back at this, like, what had you said your pick was going to be again?
I was going to go with the Edge and Orton match, just because they called it the greatest match of all time.
And it was really good.
So many people talked shit about it and made fun of WWE, and I thought they pulled it off. I thought it was, like, super old school feel, the way that it was cinematic, but still in the ring. It was one of the more memorable matches for me.
It was great,
for sure.
I had written down a few honorable mentions. I think one of the top honorable mentions I had was Finn Balor versus Kyle O'Reilly in their first match. They won NXT Match of the Year as well. Fucking great. The chemistry these two guys have. I watched this match today because I kind of was catching pieces of it going back to AEW, but I wanted to watch it in full. Fucking fantastic. These guys working
together.
Kyle
O'Reilly's the best.
So good. And now, look, we're talking about breakout star of the year. Like, Kyle O'Reilly he should at least be nominated.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking great year for him. He looked great in this match. The story they told, he grabbed the rope with his teeth to break a hold. Balor kicked the rope, damaged the jaw, which Balor hurt his jaw the match before, right? They had. So that was a good play. And then in the end, like, there wasn't coup de grace, none of that shit, none of the signature moves, really, that you would see. He kind of rolls him up into a submission and makes him tap out by working on the jaw the whole match. Like, Balor was, I'm talking about Kyle O'Reilly looking fucking awesome during this match and being fantastic. Finn Balor was fucking great during this match. Like, he walked out of this match looking like a fucking $1 million, you know, blood coming down his face. And was a legit NXT champion. I do feel like they've rebuilt Finn Balor. They didn't do him justice on the main roster. He wasn't put in good programs. He didn't get those title shots. And then when he did, he got injured. We've gone back to Finn Balor being the man of NXT. I remember on the main roster, he beat Roman Reigns on his debut, or one of his debuts, legit, clean, day one. We are back at that Finn Balor, if not more vicious. There was that respect between the two of them. I felt like Balor was like, you know, although Kyle was disappointed, Balor was looking at him and being like, I respect you, my friend, you know, or I respect you, my challenger. And it was fucking dope. Great main event, great match. Top tier. If you guys haven't watched this week, watch this match. Great main event. There's actually a lot of very good matches this week on WWE programming and AEW programming. So it's kicking off to a great year. Now, my only thing that kind of upsets me about all this is we know Finn Balor is going to be on a collision course with Cross. And
trash.
Crash. Yeah.
Trash.
Exactly. And it really kind of irks me that it's probably going to be Cross to take the title off of Finn Balor. So that sucks. That sucks. And that's all I really want to say about it.
Yeah. Cast series is Drew versus Orton ambulance match, or Keith Lee versus Dominik Dijakovic from TakeOver Portland. Yeah. Drew versus Orton was okay. I didn't love the ambulance match.
I like their whole feud.
I like their feud too. You know what? Honestly, to tell you the truth, I really prefer like female gimmick matches than men. Like, we were talking about the last standing match. I love female last standing matches. The men last standing matches are lame.
You guys didn't watch that one either. I know you keep saying that, but like, go watch that one too. It was fucking great. Dude, you know what was fun this week too? I'm going to give a little bit of a fun honorable mention. Honestly, Gargano and Candice LeRae, can't stand them. Don't like the whole group thing. But with Shotzi and Kushida, great match.
Yeah.
Really fun segment. You had a lot of comedy in there that actually worked this week. Kushida's really, really fun to watch. And Shotzi just oozes NXT. I keep saying that whenever I talk about her.
Oozes
she
NXT.
Is going to have a great future in NXT and WWE. A lot of fun stuff this week on NXT and to tune in on. AEW as well, too. SmackDown was great, like you said. Raw, not so much. The stories, but lots of good matches and a great way to kick off the year. It was a treat this week.
2021, baby. First episode. Dude, we need to book Trivomania 10.
Hells yeah.
We need to come up with a date. What's that?
We'll figure it out. You said, I think it's towards the end of January, so we'll plug that in.
I know, but we got to come up with a date We got the 15th, the 22nd, or the 29th. So we have to come in. We need to come in with it so that we can book everybody in it.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So we'll figure that one out. We'll let you guys know. Chaos Theory is talking about a Talkmania post-show Zoom. Can't do it. Can't do it tonight, bro. Can't. I got some shit to do, some shit to take care of with the family. But yeah, so we have Trivomania coming up in January. Are we doing How I Met Your Mother in January?
We're going to do it soon.
Soon?
Yeah. Okay. I'm finishing. Let me finish up my work and get on vacation. And then once on vacation, then I can focus a bit more. So likely we can fit it in towards the end of January. If not, it'll be coming up. I want to make it special. I want to make this one good and fun. So hang in there, folks. Right. It's coming.
And then we have the Royal Rumble pre-show and post-show on January 31st. So that's our January. Apart from that, you'll get the regular episodes. But yeah, 2021, it's been a rough first 7 days. Let's hope it gets better. But stay safe out there, people.
Yes.
And hopefully things look up in the future. On behalf of Talkmania, excuse me, J-Bomb's out. Dez, say bye.
Yeah. Happy Rusev Day.